Hey, good morning. Please allow me to say a few words about Antonia, A-N-T-O-N-I-A, first name, Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, last name. This is an 82-year-old woman admitted to hospice with malignant neoplasm of retroperitoneum. She suffers from a history of bladder cancer, history of vesico-intestinal fistula, history of urinary tract infection, chronic iron deficiency anemia. Patient currently has a KPS score of 50%. She is taken care of by family member Sylvia Hernandez. She's total ADL dependent. She's incontinent of bowels and bladder. Period. She requires hospice nurse to be around, to a hospice nurse to help patients and family with caring for patient with the help of family regarding pain and daily ADLs. Period. Patient is semi-responsive, appears to be in pain, and requires pain medication around the clock. Period. Patient also has demonstrated significant weight loss, anorexia, decreased weight, and is currently bedbound. Period. Patient's cancer started as follows. She presented to Millennium Oncology Group, MILLENNIUM Oncology Group, earlier this year with recurrent abdominal pain and diarrhea, period. Patient had no significant past medical history. Patient had underwent colonoscopy, which was aborted because of a colonic obstructive mass, laparoscopic sigmoid colectomy was carried out, and patient was found to have a complex bladder mass with a large colovesicle fistula, period. Pathology was positive for adenocarcinoma, T4BN0. She subsequently developed thrombocytopenia, suspected to ITP, treated with IVIG, severe anemia, required multiple units of packed RBC, period. Furthermore, patient required hospitalization later in summer of 2022. An MRI of the pelvis showed soft tissue mass along the left side of the bladder wall, involving bladder lumen. The mass was 7 by 6 by 7. Patient again required transfusion. Total protein was 5. Albumin reported at 3. Patient has never reached a point to receive chemoradiation therapy. It was decided to admit patient on hospice, control patient's pain, and allow patient to die in dignity at home per family and multiple physicians in line with family's wishes and in agreement with patient's multiple physicians. patients expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.